Hey, everybody, welcome to the Soul Food Priest podcast with Father Ben. It's great to have you. So I was driving down the street the other day, and it was a long, long day, and I was like, man, I got to go home. I'm like exhausted. And on my way home, I thought, you know what, I'm going to go and stop in one of the international grocery stores here on the street that I live and work on. And so I'll pop in. And I just spent about an hour and a half or 2 hours wandering around the aisles of this international grocery, just looking at the cool ingredients of what they had. And it was amazing. It was incredible. Just stuff from all over the world. And I was like, ooh, I wonder what I can do with this and this. And I bet this would taste great with that and this and that. And, you know, it's really, really cool. It's almost like wandering around an airport. You see all these people from all over the world and you hear different languages. And I mentioned this to you, if you've never done that, if you've never gone to an international grocery, do it, okay? Just do it. Even if you don't know what you're looking for, go and check it out. The produce, trust me, the produce, the vegetables, the meat, the fish is 100 times better than what you will find at Kroger, okay? At usually half the price. And so, plus, there's generally a lot less people. That helps. So I really encourage you, if you've never been to an international grocery, go outside the comfort zone, stop in, and just buy something new. See what you can do with it. Look it up. So what do you do with the passion fruit? What do you do with the persimmon? You know, what do you do with a langoustine? And what do you do with some of these bizarre ingredients that we're not used to, right? I mean, it's really, really cool. You know, in Mexican culture, they have what they call nopales. And nopales is, we would say it's like spiny cactus. Well, when was the last time you saw that at Kroger, okay? And maybe you've never cooked nopales. Maybe you have no idea. Well, try it. Try it. You know, one of the things I can say, one of the reasons I love spending time with young people and teenagers is, man, they will totally try something new. I mean, the ones I spend time with, you know, every now and then there's kind of a picky eater, and I was one of those guys, but many of them are far, far, far more adventurous in their cuisine options and their palate than their parents. And there's really something to be said there. And trust me, guys, as an adult, I'm 51 myself. We can learn a lot from that, okay? You may not like it, you may never order it again, but you know what? You've tasted it, which means you've grown, you've educated yourself, your palate. It's the same thing in our spiritual life, right? One of the best ways to grow emotionally and spiritually is to expand our spiritual palate. What does that mean? Have a conversation with someone you would never normally talk to, okay? If you're a Republican, start a conversation with a Democrat and vice versa. Most of us, I should say many of us, we tend to surround ourselves with other very much like-minded people in the same demographic, the same income level. We eat at the same places. We do the same thing. We vacation the same places. We go to the same colleges. We go to the same schools. Look, this is not bad. I'm not finger wagging. What I'm saying is that's a little sheltered, okay? In order to grow, we need to get outside of that and develop friendships, even if it's not like we go and hang out with them, but we know them. Develop friendships with people we would not normally spend time with, right? I remember the first time I went to go to the homes of Nigerian families and families from India and families from China. Of course, I didn't grow up doing this, but man, I love going over there now. I love going over there. And it helps you grow as a person. And so it's really important. Again, this is something we could learn from young people, because most young people are like, yeah, man, let's do it. Let's do it. But as we get older, we tend to get stuck in our ways, right? And which is sad, because then people cease to grow spiritually and emotionally. And frankly, they can get a little bit stubborn too, and that's not good. So one of the things that I suggest we do, especially as the year goes on, say, okay, this month, I'm going to spend some time with someone I do not know, that's totally outside of my comfort zone. All right. And trust me, it'll be well worth your time. What they say in Spanish is vale la pena hacerlo. It's worth your time to do it. Don't forget to put soul in your food and give food to your soul. God bless you.